WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
The Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position? I got the pooper going to be showing up for party. Oh, you done the vial over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WLiveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code RockSocket for $9 shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
Yo!
We have the X-Corps soldier himself, Subway.
What's up?
And we should have had Rob. But Rob's not here yet.
Roberto.
So this one's going to fall on Sub. So maybe I'll move a little faster. And Rob, if and when Rob gets here, he will help guide this process along. So the deal tonight is a WrestleMania match tier list. We have chosen 40 matches from the history of WrestleMania, and they're going to rank them from S tier to C tier in terms of where they personally think they should rank. When they're both together, they will kind of come up with a concise opinion of where they fall. We've done this on two previous shows, and we're going to compare them all on social media and kind of judge them for ourselves as we go later in the week.
So my question is, like, what, like, the tier rating? Like, what would S is, like, what, like, super?
Superior. Like, S is superior. A, B, and C.
Okay. A would be, like, an A match, you know, like a B match, C, like, not right.
Whatever and you think it is. And these S are the best.
Like, the best tier.
These are the best of the best. Unless Brent has any other thing, ways he wants to describe them.
I would say S tier, or like, well, I forget. What's the top tier?
Main, semi, mid, and opener. I left it simple for him and Rob, where it's, yeah, instead of giving them names. It's
okay. Main event is just whatever you think the best of whatever your criteria is going to be. Semi main is the next. Mid is below that. Opener is what you rank as your lowest of whatever the 40 are.
You get the idea?
I get that part. So now where did I don't understand where the tiers come in then, if we're ranking them by, you know,
your
main
your
event,
tier.
Upper. Oh, well, okay, that, I see. So like the S is a main event match.
In near,
A
like,
would be upper.
All right, don't worry about the optional names. It's just worry about S, A, B, and C, because that'll be confusing for you guys. Just keeping that part simple. We'll know that as we go.
I think I remember doing this last time, so I
yeah, it's a very, it's very, it's very.
I think it took me a couple of times to get it, a couple of rounds, but
yeah, it's a very simple process, and I'm going to say, okay,
yeah.
it's a personal opinion. A lot of these are main event matches, in general,
right?
So like categorize them at all S tier is probably not a thing, but like, you know, you judge them on the quality you think, whether you've seen them or not. Just go with what you think you would know of your knowledge of it. Got right, the idea? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I remember doing this last time. We did last year, I think.
We did with AEW or something, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I think those were matches we had no clue. We're like, well, whatever.
So you should know these matches, that you've heard of them at least, if you've not seen them. Well, it spans 40 years of WrestleMania. Brent's going to read the matches, then you're going to judge, and when Rob gets here, and...
I've watched every WrestleMania since day one.
All right, so when Rob gets here, you guys will have to form a consensus between the two of you. That's the fun part.
Right. But probably, like, I think last time we did it, me and him met in the middle on a couple matches. Like, he gave it a high rate and I gave it a low, so we kind of went to the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do, right?
That's the concept. Because that's been pair so far as we've gone along. And when Rob gets here, he'll be your pair. So, let's start it, Brent.
All right. So your first match that you're going to place is from WrestleMania 15, Steve Austin versus The Rock 1.
Oh, that's a goodie. Is that the one in the Adidas outfit or the shirt?
That was the era, but he wrestled in regular gear in that match.
Yeah, this is corporate Rock versus Steve Austin.
That was the first time.
Yep.
I'll give that. I don't want to say, because like I think they did better as they got rolling. Since that was like the first time in the corporate, I'm gonna give that an A tier.
All right, so semi main.
Okay. It was 15, right?
Yeah, that's Mania 15.
Okay.
Next up, WrestleMania 8 for the Intercontinental Championship, Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper.
That was a good one too. I'm gonna go tier A.
Okay, semi main for that one.
Semi main. That was Piper. Yeah.
Yeah, Piper. And
That was a good match, because remember, Piper was all fucking with him.
Oh, and now we have our fourth.
Now we have our fourth. Okay, so we'll just keep going. Rob, do you understand what we're doing tonight?
This is the roast of Lone Jobber, right?
Yes. Okay, not quite. So we're doing this here. Brent will explain it. He's better explaining this.
All right, so we're doing our tier list. We give 40 matches, and you're going to rank them from where you think it's one of the best matches that they've had, or one of the best matches on the list, to one of the lower matches on the list. There's four different tiers. So there's main event, semi-main, mid-card, and opener.
S, A, B, and C.
Yeah, S, A, B, C. So we've already placed two. Yes, S, A, B, and C. So our third match on the list is from WrestleMania 14. It's brother versus brother, Kane and The Undertaker.
I'm going to go with S tier.
Okay. Do you agree, Rob?
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, first S tier. Next up, we have WrestleMania 7, Warrior versus Savage, retirement match.
Oh, is that the one where he fucking elbow dropped him like 15 times and then Sherry comes out or starts beating up on him and Miss Elizabeth come out to rescue?
It is the one where Elizabeth came out and you had the reconciliation after the match.
Right. I gotta go with S tier on that. That shit, he must have dropped like 12 elbows on him. And the Warrior just kept getting up.
You agree, Rob?
I do. On nostalgia point, yes, that was S tier.
Savage, it was Savage Warrior?
Warrior. S-tier?
Okay.
Yes. All right, next up, WrestleMania 26 from Phoenix. Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, career versus streak. So this is Taker, Michaels 2.
That was a good one.
A good day.
I'll go A.
Okay. Seven Rob are putting that semi-main.
Okay.
All right, next up, WrestleMania 18, the Bizarro World match. Rock versus Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I'm going down to B on that. Sorry.
I disagree. I'll put that up with A.
So low end A?
A minus. I'll go A minus.
Do you agree?
Not really, but I'll give it to him. A.
Okay. It's on the back end of the thing. That's fine. All right. What's next?
Next up, end of an era Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania 28. Triple H versus The Undertaker with special guest referee HBK.
Think he's cute.
Where do you rank it?
What are you thinking, Rob?
I'm thinking that was another S tier because it was good build up to that match.
But is it really? All right, I'll go low S.
Okay.
Next.
Yep.
WrestleMania 28. Once in a Lifetime. Part one. John Cena versus The Rock.
Is that the one where The Rock got hurt and Rock ended up getting hurt? Like, blew a leg muscle or something?
He got a sports hernia. But yeah, this is the first match that they had. You know, Once in a Lifetime, part one.
Once in a Lifetime, part one. I'll go A. Well, yeah, I'll go B.
I'll go with that, too.
Can we go with B?
Yeah.
Boom, B. Okay.
Mid-card.
Okay.
All right, next up, WrestleMania 32 for the newly created Women's Championship. So it was the end of the Divas Championship. Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch.
That was actually a pretty good match. I'll go go S.
You agree, Rob?
I'll go low S.
Low S on that one? All right, we can go low S on that one. Next.
All right, next up, we've seen it in all the intros and any WrestleMania package there is. WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant for the WWF Championship.
I mean, match-wise, it's definitely like a B, but, you know, like for the times and the attendance and the, you know, for what it is, it's got to be an S. I'll go S. What are you thinking, Rob?
Oh, I agree with that. Definitely due to the what it drew and the times and all that. Match wise, like, it wasn't much, but
okay,
you didn't need much back then.
It wasn't. It wasn't no Ricky Steamboat Macho Man match, but
just you wait. Next up, WrestleMania 35, Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston, Kofi Mania.
Oh, I'll go A.
Do you agree?
I'll go low A.
Low A for Kofi Mania. Okay.
All right. Next up, WrestleMania 25. Michaels Taker 1.
Oh, that's definitely an S.
I agree.
Oh, we're going that S?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Top tier.
All right.
Top tier. Dog.
Next up, WrestleMania 13. Austin versus Bret Hart. No DQ submission match. Special referee, World's Most Dangerous Man, Ken Shamrock.
I'll go with an S on that one. That was the one I believe Bret Hart did that fucking badass, like, figure four on the pole, yeah. Right? Or the ring post, like, yep. Hanging outside. Bret, I'm sorry now, like, that Bret Hart was fucking awesome. Like, he really was fucking good. Like, I think he was a little ahead of his time, too, you know?
I agree.
Okay, S tier for that one. Top of the S tier, or where in S tier?
Come on. Top.
Okay.
I think top.
Okay, that's fine.
That was a good match.
All right. Next up, WrestleMania 19, Michaels Jericho.
Oh. Well, this was when Shawn had came back, right? After the back, like, you know, he was never going to wrestle again, and then he made his return.
Correct.
So Michaels lost the head loss to Step. Was there a title involved?
No.
I can't really say I remember this match.
Okay. So where are you putting it?
That's why I'm just trying to think. I'm like, damn.
This was Sean's first Mania back. At the afterwards, Jericho kicked Sean in the balls.
I'm gonna go high.
High. Right.
That helped me remember a little bit because he had just came back. You could tell, you know, he just wasn't the same Shawn Michaels, big back injury. But he really started to get going, though, after a little bit there. I think for a little bit, I was getting worried. Like, dude, don't hurt yourself.
So what did you grade it?
A high A. High A. I mean, it wasn't an epic match.
I'll agree with
good.
A, but I'll go low A.
I'll put it right in the middle then.
Sounds okay. Good.
All right.
Next up, WrestleMania 38. Bianca Belair versus the man Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
I'm going low A, but you know I'm a mark for the women, so. But that was a good match. Like, the girls have definitely put on some good WrestleMania matches, pay per view matches. I mean, not tag team, but
I'll agree with that one.
All right, where are we putting it? Low S.
Low S.
Okay. All right. Next.
Undertaker Edge World Heavyweight Championship WrestleMania 24.
High A.
I was gonna go high B with that one.
High A, high B, so low A.
So, Low A.
That's got it was yeah, it's what it's gotta be based on the average of it. We'll put it at the very end of A. Okay.
All right. Same Mania. So Mania 24, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. This is the I'm sorry, I love you. Smack.
See, man, Nathan all went DX on his ass. And this is how you're going out, old man. Suck it. Had Triple H come out, give him a pedigree. Get the fuck out of here, old man. That'd have been great. I'll go, like, low A. Still Ric Flair.
What are you about, you, Rob? Low A?
I'll agree.
Okay, next.
WrestleMania 30 from New Orleans. Daniel Bryan versus Batista versus Randy Orton for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
No. I love Batista as an actor, but you put Batista in it, just automatically knocks it out of the S tier. Ooh, that was a burn. I'm gonna go low A.
Do you agree with the triple threat being low A, or where do you put it?
I don't agree. I'd put it at best maybe low B, high C.
All right, then B it is.
Okay, B.
Bryan is a B. Plus.
Plus. Damn it, Rock. All right. Speaking of triple threats, WrestleMania 35. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair for the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships.
I'll go low S.
I'll go high A.
All right, then. I think that would be an A on the average.
An A. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up. From WrestleMania 37, so 2 years later, Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch?
No, Sasha and Bianca.
Bianca.
It was night one's main event.
Go high A.
I agree.
High A it is. Okay.
Next up, from WrestleMania 38, we have the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes versus Seth freaking Rollins.
I'll go mid S. It's a good man.
Mm. Well, I agree.
Ask for that? Okay.
Okay. Next up, WrestleMania 17 for the WWE. Is this E or F, Rock?
Which number? What year?
17.
F.
For the WWF Championship, Steve Austin and The Rock 2.
3. Well, 2. Yeah, this one's
2. No, 2. 19 is 3. Mm.
Oh, that's definitely going...
This was Austin turning corporate.
Top tier. We're going to go... we're going to give this a high S, because, like I said, I thought it was, like, the second one or the third one. Like, they were really fucking tearing it up. They had really some really good matches. But I knew it came a little bit late. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the first time.
I guess I'll agree. Mid-S. So.
Mid-S? All right.
Mid-S.
Austin Rock goes mid-S.
Next, same Mania. WrestleMania 17 in the WWF Tag Team Championship match in a TLC, Edge, Christian, Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and give that high S.
I agree.
I know I said no tag teams should be on this list, but I did forget about those.
Okay. Next up, WrestleMania 38. Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville.
I'm going to be nice because I did enjoy it. It was funny. I'll give it like a mid B for what it was. Like, I would have did something like that. Let's just put it like that. But I know it wasn't like a real match. You know, it gets a moment point, and Sammy really sold that mousetrap.
Do you agree, Rob? B.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll agree. I guess.
Thank you to Keishi Matsunaga for that.
Sorry, what's that?
Oh, I was just saying thank you to Keishi Matsunaga for the inclusion of that match in our list.
Yes, that was his one and only suggestion. Anyway, continue on.
It was fun for what it was.
WrestleMania 21 in the World Heavyweight Championship match, Triple H versus Batista.
I'll give it a high B.
Rob,
I agree.
High B it is. Okay.
Next up, I mean, Sub brought this one up earlier. WrestleMania 3, Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage. IC title.
Top tier. All the way up to the top.
Rob.
I'll go S tier too.
Okay, put it at the very top.
Next up, WrestleMania 39, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, SmackDown Women's Championship.
I give it a mid. No, wait a minute. You know what? Was that the one of them two that I really didn't like?
This is the one
I thought would have been a lot better.
This is the one in front of fans.
the first time back, right?
No.
No, they had their first match was at COVID Mania, so no one was there.
This was last year.
Yeah, this was last year with Rhea, you know, with the Judgment Day.
The one I didn't like. I didn't really like this one. I think this one was the lackluster one. So I'm gonna give that a high B. Honestly, I think this is the one that I didn't like. Just something about, I don't know.
I'll go with high B.
Just knew it was.
Okay.
Next up, WrestleMania 21, Shawn versus Kurt Angle.
I'll give it a low S.
I'll go low S.
Okay.
Next up, Michaels versus Hart, WWF Championship Match, Iron Man Contest.
Which one was it?
It was the Iron Man match that went 60 minutes and then went into sudden death.
And who were the participants again?
Hart versus Michaels. It was the boyhood dream.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That gets a high S.
I'll go with that. High S.
I have not put a C down yet.
It's coming, I'm sure. I mean, we've put worse than a C down.
No.
No, C is the worst.
Oh. C is the worst, yeah.
C is the lowest level.
No, I thought we put... go ahead.
Next up, WrestleMania 5. The Mega Powers Collide. Hogan versus Savage. WWF Championship.
The Mega Powers explode. I'm going to get... Okay, low C. No, I'm just kidding. We'll give that S tier.
Hogan Savage. S tier? Okay. Middle of the road, I guess?
Middle of the road.
Do we have to? Nah,
I gotta put it somewhere. I gotta put it somewhere, that's why.
I'm saying mid.
Okay, that's where it is.
Do we have to pick C's or?
No, you don't have to.
It's just notice.
That was an observation, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, other than the Johnny Knoxville, there really has been a lot of good matches.
Are we ready, Rock?
Yeah, keep going.
WrestleMania 6 for the WWF and Intercontinental titles, Hogan versus Warrior.
Yeah, I mean, not the greatest of, like, wrestling matches, but one of Warrior's better matches. I'm going to go high B.
I'll go high B.
High B.
It's going to do low A, but high B. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Go high, B.
Okay, next.
Go ahead, sorry.
WrestleMania 8, Savage Flair WWF Championship.
Ooh, now, this was a dream match that was really cool to see. So I'm going to go mid-S, S-tier middle. Not quite to the tip of
your tongue. Rob?
Rob?
What is the grade so far?
Mid S.
I went mid S.
I'm the low end.
So Rock, 3/4 S.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know where you're at. I'm exactly.
Next up, WrestleMania 39 for the Intercontinental Championship. Sheamus versus McIntyre versus Gunther.
I'm going to go a low S on that because that match made me hurt. I was sore after it. Brad?
For that one, I will go Class C.
Hi.
Hello.
So we had S and C.
So, compromise, C. Y'all.
Maybe an
A. What did you say? You went all the way down to C? Oh, see, he didn't see the match.
No, I see the match.
Boom, boom.
As weird as that match was, you're going to go C? I
guess in between would be like a high... High B.
What's going on? How about like high B?
High B. Okay.
Apparently, Rob does not like big, beefy men slapping meat, as Casey would say.
Big, beefy men meat smacking.
Next up.
And I was like, when you remember in the beginning, like it was just Sheamus was the one that kind of, now all of a sudden they got a whole bunch of guys. Tyler Bay and Dragunov and JD.
All right. Next up, WrestleMania 22 in a hardcore match, Edge and Mick Foley.
Well, that was a bloody one. You know what? I'm going to go high C.
I go about mid B.
Mid B?
Well, yeah. There is no D.
B.
Is it B or D?
B. Okay. B. Edge, Foley, mid B. You said C. That's low B?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Next up, WrestleMania 1. Hogan, Mr. T, Orndorff, Piper.
Oh, gosh. All right. I'm going to go high C.
I see. Wow. See, I was going to put that S.
That was a gimmick match. Oh. I guess we're going high B.
For Hogan? Yeah, I guess that's high B.
Yeah. High B, yeah. I mean, I thought I was going, like, you know, it was Mr. T, and it was a lot of boxing, and, you know, it was a lot of, like, Piper shenanigans.
Piper, yeah. Getting in there.
Kind of like the Bret Hart match. Piper was really pulling his shenanigans during that match. Miss Piper. That was a good fuck.
Okay. Next up, WrestleMania 20. Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, WWE Championship.
Let's go. High B?
High B?
High B, yeah.
It's a good match. Good match.
I'll agree.
All right. Then the high Bs.
Good wrestling, man.
Okay. Next up, WrestleMania 17, or X7. Vince versus Shane, street fight.
Since he who we do not name is in it, we're going to go low C.
Yeah, I enjoyed that match.
Okay.
I'll go
IB. I'm shitting all over it, okay?
All right, low B then.
Okay, next up, WrestleMania 10. WWF Intercontinental Championship match in a ladder match. Shawn Razor.
Chico. Give that it's one of them game changer matches, pro wrestling, WWE. Let's do that middle S.
I'll agree with that middle S for being game changing and being a ladder match.
Okay.
And only because Shawn Michaels was the big name and, like, Razor, you know, Razor didn't hit that super, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't Scott Hall yet. Like, maybe if he was the bad guy, Scott Hall. But Razor was still pretty gimmicky, in my opinion. Or I would have put it at the top.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
Next up, also WrestleMania 10, brother versus brother, Bret Owen opener.
Ooh, the match that shouldn't have happened. Two brothers shouldn't be fighting. I mean, Owen was so good at that, though, playing the jealous brother. I'm better than you. I'm gonna go mid C on that. S. No, S. Let's see. Sorry.
What'd you say, sub?
Middle S.
I'll go middle S. I always enjoyed it when they fought each other.
And we have our final match of the tier list, WrestleMania 36. Boneyard match, Taker Styles.
Ooh, I'm gonna go C. High C, I guess.
Well, you don't have a C, so it doesn't matter where you put it in C.
C.
And you finally have the C. There you go. That's their list, chat. But before we go, Brent.
Yes.
Let's pull them up their card and let's have them pick really quick.
Okay. Let me.
Oh, is there something going on next weekend?
Yeah, it's called WrestleMania.
What? I've never heard of it.
It is WrestleMania Night 1, so no CB radio.
Bastards.
So, we have 9, 10, 11, 12 matches so far. First up, in a match that was announced yesterday, the LWO, the Latino World Order of Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, takes on Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic and Santos.
I'll go LWO.
Okay. Oh, no. Still pulling up a spreadsheet because reasons. Next up, in a six-woman tag match, also announced yesterday, we have Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi taking on Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
Oh, Damage Control.
Rob?
Go Kairi.
Okay.
Sub went Damage Control. Rob went Damage Control as well.
Yes.
All right. Next up, in a triple threat match for the United States Championship, you have your champion, Logan Paul, taking on Randy Orton, taking on Kevin Owens.
So?
Wait a minute. Who's Kevin Owens' partner?
It's no not partner. A partner. It's a triple threat. It's Owens versus Orton versus Paul.
For the U.S. title, huh?
Yes.
Yep. Logan Paul's U.S. title.
I'd like to see KO get it.
K. Okay, Sub picks Owens. Rob.
Orton.
Orton. Next up, we have brother versus brother. Yeet versus no Yeet. Jay and Jimmy Uso.
That's it. I'll go Yeet.
Sub is yeeting.
I do not yeet.
Okay, Rob is going Jimmy. Next up, in a grudge match, we have AJ Styles versus L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who I'm going for. Yeah.
Rob, yes or no?
I gotta go no.
Okay, AJ Styles. Let's put this in the right folder. While I'm doing that, your next match is for the Intercontinental Championship. Your champion, Gunther, takes on Sami Zayn.
Well, Gunther.
Rob?
Go with old Glockenspiel.
Gunther. All right. Pay attention, because we have a six-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champion. So there are six teams I'm going over once. We have the champions, the Judgment Day, taking on DIY, The Awesome Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, that's Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and the New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
You know, I'm going to go with kind of underdogs, but they're really not. I'm going to go with Pete Dunne and fucking Tyler Bate. Those guys are beasts. Like, pretty much everybody else, like, you know, some of the teams have already been there and done that. And Judge Day really trying to pass on the titles.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going for the Republic.
I'll go New Day. I think they'll get him back.
C-Rock might not be that bad of a pick. Next up, for your Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley takes on the man, Becky Lynch.
Rhea.
I'll go with Becky.
All right, speaking of women's titles for the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky takes on former stablemate and Royal Rumble winner, Bayley.
Io.
Bayley.
All right. Your night one probable main event in a tag team match, Bloodline of Rock and Roman Reigns taking on Cody and Seth Rollins. If Rollins and Rhodes win, the Bloodline is banned from ringside for the match on night two. If the Rock and Reigns win, it is Bloodline rules.
Wow. I want to see either way go. I'm going to go with the Bloodline rules.
Okay, so Sub is going Bloodline wins night one.
I'll agree.
All right. On night two for the World Heavyweight Championship. I thought they had WWE as part of it. Seth freaking Rollins taking on Drew McIntyre.
Rollins.
Sub Rollins?
Say McIntyre.
With CM Punk on commentary. And finally, your probable night two main event for the UWU Championship, that is your undisputed WWE Universal Championship, a.k.a. UWU. It is your champion, Roman Reigns, taking on Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Roman.
And Rock, those are the picks.
Good stuff. But that's our show.
Woo!
WrestleMania week kicks off tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern. WrestleTalk Radio previews the show. Monday night, it's a Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're simulating the show on WWE 2K24. So we'll do that probably about 9:30 p.m. Eastern on both nights. Thursday night, the Rack previews WrestleMania. We'll be next Saturday. We're reviewing WrestleMania right after the show ends for night one, night two on Sunday. That's kind of deal. We'll all figure it out. We may stream 2K tomorrow. We'll see how the day goes to catch up on GM battles. We'll figure that part out. Yeah, it's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CB Radio Live. .com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GB, at Kinkins, at Lone Jumper, at Wave Manson. Final thoughts, Sub.
You know, I'm going to end my final thoughts with a sad thing that happened to me today. Sitting in the pot place, waiting to get my pot. And I feel something crawling on my face. So, you know, what's your reaction? You grab it and throw it on the ground, right? It was a fucking ladybug, and it had about 10 spots on it.
And I don't know if you guys know, but this is a thing for your generation. You know, we're going back to my day before there was TV and stuff. And it was good luck, you know, to have a ladybug land on you. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
What?
Completely.
Oh, I'm just hearing something in the background threw me off. No, so I'm just kidding. It didn't make me feel bad, but it did make me feel bad. It was old. It wasn't even red anymore and stuff. I was like, well, it was the end of the days. But back in my day, that used to be good luck. And I kind of felt bad for it. I was like, God damn, I didn't mean to whip it on the floor. But, I guess he's playing the outro music. Later.
Later. Final thoughts, Rob.
Well, hope everyone has a good and safe Easter, and make sure when you're finding those eggs, it's ice cream egg, not poop. Be safe. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Say goodbye, Ella.
Bye.
Bye.
Final thought, Brad?
Get ready for a week of WrestleMania coming up. We've got a lot going on, both in personal and professional lives. Yay!
Should be fun.
It's gonna be great.
Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you all week long for WrestleMania coverage. Long where there is the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
cbradiolive.com.